Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Steve Miller. A report says the number of people throughout the world who were uprooted from their homes due to conflicts and natural disasters stood at a record 40.8 million last year, the highest figure ever recorded. The Norwegian Refugee Council's Internal Displacement Monitoring Center, the IDMC, reported Wednesday that 27.8 million people were internally displaced in just 2015. The report found an average of 66,000 people were uprooted daily in 2015, enough last year to equal the combined populations of New York City, London, Paris, and Cairo. The Secretary General of the Council said the world is in a tremendous displacement crisis that is relentlessly building year after year, and now too many places have the perfect storm of conflict and/or disasters. A car bomb ripped through a market in the Shiite area of North Baghdad on Wednesday. The blast killed at least 75 people, and more than 40 have been reported wounded. The explosion struck the Sadr City market during the morning rush. According to officials, several cars and nearby buildings were also heavily damaged. Islamic State has claimed responsibility. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has a $30 billion plan to diversify the economies of U.S. coal towns. Voters in the state of West Virginia, second to the nation in coal production, do not care. The former Secretary of State lost her party's primary Tuesday, while businessman Donald Trump cruised to victory on the Republican ballot. Trump, who promised to bring coal jobs back, got nearly twice as many overall votes as Clinton did in her race against Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Patrick Hickey, an assistant professor of political science at West Virginia University, told VOA he expects a similar vote in November. This is VOA.